Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning into the Antelope Island State Park podcast. If you think this voice sounds different from the usual, it's because you're right. This is a new person speaking. My name is Natalia Zarita. I am one of Trish Ackley's interns for this winter and spring. And I am going to the University of Utah. I will be graduating this spring, 2023. I am majoring in environmental studies, and I have a minor in design. And one of my tasks here was to fulfill the porcupine survey this winter. This has been happening for the past few years. The goal is to track whether the porcupine population has changed, whether it increased or decreased, or just tracking the amount of porcupines that would be out and about. And we would track only a small section of the island. Maybe it was a distance of a mile and a half, almost 2 miles. And I would track the date and start time, the temperature, where I found them, and whether they were adult porcupines or juvenile porcupines. I would start my walk at 8:30 a.m. and I would have a clipboard with me and a pen and tally marked wherever I saw one. The first time I did this, I had Trish Ackley walk with me. She guided me to show me the path and where to go, how to track them. On the first day, it was pretty difficult to tell between whether it was a bird's nest, a pile of sticks, or a porcupine, because they kind of all look the same unless you get used to it. And even if you do get used to it, sometimes you really have to sit there and see if it's a living, breathing animal or just a big pile of sticks. They aren't really active, so I would really have to stand there and see if it was breathing, if they moved ever so slightly, if you could see their little bodies moving in and out to check if they were breathing. But eventually it became much easier to tell whether they were porcupines, and most of the time they were in trees, so it's always looking up, seeing if there were any porcupines out and about. I remember my first time walking by myself. It was January 25th. It was a very foggy drive to Antelope Island. It was so foggy that it completely blocked out the sun at 8:30 a.m. But it was a really peaceful experience. It was very quiet and peaceful compared to living downtown Salt Lake City. It was such a nice breath of fresh air. And this day, I was able to find 7 porcupines there, which is a good amount. There were 6 adults and 1 juvenile. And on my walk, I also saw 4 coyotes. It kind of felt as if I was following their tracks on the snow, because my path, it was directly in line with some coyote paths. But I didn't really feel that scared. They weren't around me, close to me. I just saw them far in the distance. It's good to keep a distance between the wildlife there. You don't want anything to happen. I remember it was, just such a beautiful experience. It was dead silent, fog all around me. Big snowflakes were flurrying in the air. There was really crisp and clean compared to living on downtown Salt Lake. And I really recommend going there early in the morning, and in the wintertime, it's really beautiful. On my first walk alone, I remember I was also very hyper aware of bison around me. I did see some poop sightings and tracks of bison. However, I didn't see any around me, which is a good sign, because it is, if you're around them, we just want to make sure we're safe. Seeing the porcupines for the first time, it was really amazing. They are also a lot bigger than I thought they would be. They are between 2 and 3 feet long, which I thought they were much smaller. And they also don't really move that much. So it was pretty awesome to see them moving and eating. It was a great sight to see. I remember on February 8th, a very quiet morning, I was able to get really close-up shots of porcupines. And they were also way more active than the usual. I saw one that was walking along a branch, picking berries on the way to the trunk of the tree. It was pretty rare to see them mobile. They normally are just cuddled up and not moving much. And I stood there for a while just observing, and I took a video. And I think there's a post on the Antelope Island Instagram page of one of them walking on the branches. And then there was another one that was on the floor, on the ground, not in a tree, which was my first time seeing a porcupine not in a tree. So I thought that was a pretty cool experience, because just imagining how a porcupine would climb up and down a tree is pretty wild to me, because they look pretty bulky and they don't really seem that agile. So just imagining them climbing up and down the tree was pretty interesting to think about. And this guy was just down there eating, picking up some berries. I didn't want to get too close to them, even though I wanted a close-up video. I only had my iPhone with me, so not really that amazing of a zoom-in type of technology, you know. So I didn't get too close because I didn't want to spook them off, but I got my video, and then I let them be in peace. This day, I also remember seeing a lot of bird tracks in the snow. And also this day, I remember there was a lot of trash on the ground. I remember I saw like 4 beer bottles, and then large pieces of plastic, alongside the road. So I just gathered those things and packed them up so I can dispose of them properly in the trash can. And I guess this is also a reminder that if you see any trash while being on the park, please be kind enough to pick it up and maybe put it in your bag and dispose of it properly in one of the dumpsters, because we really want to keep our parks clean. We don't want any of the animals to accidentally eat it, or we don't want it to destroy the environment. So, yeah, please be kind enough to pick up any trash. At the end of this day, I remember it was very nice outside. It became very sunny. And I decided I just needed to stay there even a bit longer. So I just sat down on my car and observed all of the beauty the island has to offer. There were a lot of coyote noises, a lot of birds. The sky was really clear. I might have gotten some funny looks from other cars, but it was just a really nice, really beautiful way to end the day. And I really recommend people to go out and take some new walks, some new hikes, some things you haven't tried before, and just taking a moment and sitting or standing in silence, because it really is a beautiful place. You know, I really enjoyed this experience. It got me out in nature more than I normally do get out. And honestly, I think I'm going to go back and keep exploring new places to walk, because it is truly so beautiful. And also, there's a lot of camping spots there, and I think it would be a great place to camp for a bit. You know, overall, I learned that it's better to be a bit overprepared for the weather. I was not expecting it to be so cold and also just so snowy, because it's really like untouched ground, so there's no pathways that are cleared. You're just stomping on the ground. Sometimes I would just fall in a really deep pit of the snow. Well, deep pit as in, like, okay, maybe less than a foot, but still, it surprised me. I am so happy that Trish allowed me to do these porcupine surveys, and I'm looking forward to how this information will help in the future. I highly encourage everyone to keep your eyes peeled whenever you're either taking a hike or a jog, riding your bike, in your car, to look around and look inside branches of trees. They're really easy to see in the winter. However, once the leaves start coming in, I'm sure it'll be a bit more difficult to spot them. And that was my little experience with the porcupine survey. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Antelope Island State Parks podcast, and we'll see you next time.
Huge thanks to Natalia for taking us along on her porcupine counting adventure. And thank you for listening to the Antelope Island State Park podcast. If you like what you hear, subscribe and tell a friend. If you don't, tell me. Send me a note to tackley@utah.gov and let me know what you'd like to hear more about. Park information and conditions can be found on our website at antelopeisland.utah.gov. You can find us on Facebook at Antelope Island SP, Instagram at Antelope Island State Park, Twitter at Antelope SP, and you can search for us on YouTube. See you on the island.